touch my soul. Something happened, and I know he touched me and made me whole. that come from day to day.
Yes.
Lord, clothe me in your armor as I take up the shield of faith.
Yes, amen.
Lord, you are my stronghold.
Thank you, Lord. Your heart. Bless your heart, children. Amen. 10,000 years. Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 5, verse number 1. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 1. We can leave already, since it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. I appreciate everybody that has come out tonight. Amen, from the very bottom of my heart. I know it was a long weekend, and it's been a long week this week. I told somebody, it seems like every day has been Monday this week. And so you pray for us from the very bottom of your heart. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 1. Amen. The Bible said, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to this second verse tonight. It said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations worketh patience. We ought to have a lot of patience then, shouldn't we? Amen. Let's read that one more time. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that in tribulations worketh patience. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, Lord, I pray. I God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way tonight, that I'll be able, and Lord, get over on the holy ground. And Lord, I realize that I'm nothing tonight. And Lord, but you're everything, God, I pray. And Lord, that you'll touch this stammering tongue. And Lord, and you'll allow it to come out, God, that. And Lord, it'll bring you glorification tonight. And Lord, touch our memory tonight. And Lord, we'll bring back that, God, that we've studied, and Lord, and meditated upon tonight, and Lord, bless those that are hindered tonight, and Lord, that are sick and afflicted, and bless those that had a desire but was hindered, and Lord, I pray, God, for them tonight, and Lord, we ask, God, that you'll touch the reading of your word, and Lord, hide us behind the cross, and Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen and amen. And listen, notice what he said there. He said, therefore, being justified tonight. And listen, that by his grace, and neighbor, we have access. Amen. And neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on tonight for just a little while, and neighbor, the Lord being our helper tonight, and neighbor, on that word access. Amen. Right there, there's, and listen, have you ever seen the sign that says, do not enter? Amen. And listen, we've all seen that sign, Brother Allen, a time or two. And listen, that sign, do not enter, simply means it's right here. You don't have access to it, neighbor, tonight, to a particular place or thing. And listen, when we see that sign that says, do not enter. And listen, neighbor, have you ever been on a tier maybe somewhere? And listen, maybe as a child growing up. And listen, I remember in the sixth grade, we went over to Huntsville. And listen, and visited the Space Center. And listen, and they had limited access. There was some place we could go, and there was some place that they thought I couldn't go. And neighbor tonight, I limited access to certain places. And neighbor tonight, and we see that all the time. And listen, neighbor tonight, and listen, but I'm glad today, after a relationship with Jesus Christ, he opened up some access to some things tonight. Amen. I'm glad we've got access. The Bible said that we've got access tonight directly to the throne of God. Ain't you glad? And neighbor tonight, I don't have to go through the Pope, the President, or anybody else. And neighbor, I can call upon the Lord. And listen, he said he'd hear my cry. And he'd hear my plea. And listen, I don't have. And listen, neighbor, if I went to the White House tonight, and listen, I'd have very limited access if it ever let me in. But I'm glad tonight that I've got access to the man that died on Calvary's cross, and neighbor, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that made me an heir and a joint heir to the kingdom of God tonight. Listen, through Christ, it allows us access tonight to an unlimited supply. Ain't that good? Listen, to an unlimited supply of what God has tonight. Do you realize tonight what the Lord has? He wants you and I to have the blessings, the benefits, that he'd love for you and I to share with us tonight. Bless him, I'm glad there's more than just a limited supply. Listen, neighbor, I'm glad, neighbor, that we have our neighbor access tonight. Amen. And I looked at that scripture. Neighbor, if you will, let's read that one more time. Listen, Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1. Amen. Verse number 3. The Bible said, therefore, listen, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at verse number 2. I notice what he says here in the scripture. Listen, neighbor. Listen, listen. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into something. Amen. Through him and into some things. I see my friend. Amen. I always tell my grandkids. Amen. Listen, it's always good to know somebody. Listen. Amen. A smart person, I will surround himself with people that know more than he does. Neighbor tonight, I'm glad I wouldn't run around with a bunch of people I didn't know no more than I did. We'd all be in a mess. Listen, but see, knowing certain people and knowing certain things, neighbor, it gives me access to deeper things tonight. Amen. Listen, and that's what he said this did tonight. This got me access, amen, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace where we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Amen. Notice the first thing tonight that he said. Listen there in the first part. Listen, three things tonight that we see that we have access to. Neighbor, tonight. Listen, the first one, the Bible said that we are justified. Amen. I'm glad tonight that we've got access to justification. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Through Christ, it allows justification. I see my friend tonight. It said in this scripture that this access that we have brought me and allowed me to have the grace of God. Listen, and without the grace of God tonight, we'd all be lost. Amen. And we'd all be on our way to a devil's hell. But I'm glad tonight, through God's saving grace, I've got access to the Lord Jesus Christ that wiped my sins away. I wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank God. Amen. I've not never had access. A lot of important things, a lot of important people, but I'm glad tonight, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door, and I'll knock, and if any man will open, I'll come in. Thank God, he allowed me access out of the throne of God tonight, and that's the reason we're justified. That's the reason we're justified. Now, through Christ, it allows justification. It allows us access to his grace to be forgiven. Amen. Listen, in the Old Testament time, when they go in, in the temple door there, but I'm glad that who said when Jesus Christ, our neighbor, threw his blood tonight, the Bible said the veil of the temple, our neighbor, was rent from top to bottom. And listen, neighbor, tonight, he opened up the doors and he said, let whosoever will, let him come and drink of this water of life freely tonight. Amen. I'm glad tonight that through him we got justification unto the grace of God tonight. Justified. He allowed his justification tonight. Amen. Listen, number one tonight, to be forgiven. Amen. Listen, allowing us access to the grace. It turned, amen, listen, every night it determined us to be justified. Amen. To be forgiven, to be set free. Amen. Put that back up for me one more time. Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1. What did he start saying? He said, therefore being what? Justified. Listen, neighbor, that's the first thing that this access brings us tonight. It brought justification. Listen, neighbor, Brother Wayne, that night the preacher preached and he looked right at me and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. Listen, neighbor, I was condemned. I was guilty. How the verdict come down. How judgment had fell upon me. But because of his justification. Now listen, I got access unto a better place. Amen. To spend eternity tonight. It's by his grace through that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're justified by his blood tonight. Not my blood. Not the blood of a goat. Not the blood of a sheep. Not the blood of a lamb. Not the blood of a bull or a cow. But by Jesus' blood tonight, it opened up access to every one of us tonight. Ain't that good? I'm glad it didn't come just for the Jew. Baby, I'm glad it didn't just come for the Gentiles. But because of this, he said, therefore being justified. Justified. Hey, this brought some access to you and I tonight. Listen, neighbor. Amen. It brought an opportunity for you and I tonight. Listen, if you would have came over here, amen, around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and those that don't have a key, listen, neighbor, and tried to get into the church, you couldn't have got in. Why? Because the access, the door had been locked. Listen, neighbor, tonight, there's a lot of people tonight that I'm afraid the door is locked. I believe the Holy Spirit has just about stopped dwelling with them tonight. Listen, neighbor, he said in his prayer, precious word. He said, my spirit's not always. I strive with man. There comes a time now how you can preach your heart out. It's like being your conscience is seared with a hot iron. I never today. It's like pouring water off a duck's back. But I'm telling you, there's a slim opportunity how to be saved tonight. If you're lost, you better get in. I believe the door's quickly closing. I believe the door's quickly closing tonight. And the only way we can be saved tonight is through the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're not justified by the access that we have through Jesus Christ tonight, he said, he that cometh up some other way, he'd say, you'll be the same as a thief and a robber. And he'd say, depart from me, I never knew you. Ain't that something tonight? Amen. Ain't that something tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ to look and say, I don't know you. I don't know you. And I'm glad I'm one of his tonight. Not by my merit, not by my not anything righteous that I ever did. The Bible said my very best is just filthy rags in the sight of God. But I got access to Calvary because of Jesus tonight. I got access to heaven tonight, not because of Jeff Halsey, but because of Jesus Christ that left the portals of glory and went to Calvary's cross and bled and died and rose again on the third day. That opened up a brand new door for you and I tonight. It opened up a brand new door. Give you total access. You know, now you got access to everybody 24 hours a day. Hadn't times changed? I remember when me and Miss Lisa there was dating. It's been a pretty good while ago. Amen. About 35 years or a little, well, probably 37 years ago, I guess, when we was actually dating, 37, 30, somewhere back there. But anyway, I remember when I'd go to talk to her, you know what I'd have to do? I'd have to walk down the road to the payphone, amen, put a quarter in there and call her. Amen. Why? Because we didn't have but one phone at the house, amen, and Daddy wouldn't let you tie the phone line up. And when me and her get on the phone, we'd talk for 2 or 3 hours. I have no idea what we talked about back then. I listened every day, but we'd talk for 2 or 3 hours. Amen. But you know what? Today, I've got access. Brother Johnny, listen, through this, I brought, I'm on call tonight. That's why I've got my phone with me. Listen, I've got, I can talk to her any second. Amen. Matter of fact, amen, I could call her right now. She's got her phone in her pocketbook. I could call her right now and say, Lisa, how am I doing so far? Amen. I've got access to her. Amen. Hadn't technology changed? Man, we can go on. Listen, we can talk to somebody. We can, just in a split of a second. We can talk to somebody. But didn't Jesus Christ going to Calvary open up a whole new access to the Gentile world? It opened up a new access to you and I tonight that was lost and undone without God. It brought justification for you and I tonight. He said, therefore, being justified. Justified. That's the first access that through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have access to. And then number two, it said that we have access to faith. That's what he said. Therefore, being justified by what? By faith. The faith of a grain of a mustard seed, we could say mountain be removed, and it be removed. We have faith. We live by faith. Faith. See, I wasn't there when they crucified him, but I believe. I wasn't there when they beat him and planted the crown of thorns upon his head, but I believe it did. I wasn't physically there, Brother Johnny, on that first Easter morning when the sun began to rise and Mary and Martha and them had run down to the tomb and Peter and John and all of them, and they said, he's not here. He is risen. I wasn't there, but I believe he did. I believe he did. Because of this access that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ, it opened up a new door that we can now have faith. We can now have faith. Something the Old Testament saints just hoped he was coming. They hoped the Savior was coming. They hoped the Redeemer was coming. But you and I know he came. Amen. Listen, you can go over into Jerusalem, Israel, and places like that tonight, and they're still looking for him. They're still looking for him. But see, through this access of faith, through the eye of faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, it opens up a brand new world. It opens up a brand new door. Listen, I care not today what tomorrow may bring, neither sunshine, shadow, or rain, because we live every day by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said it's through this faith that we have access. We have access. Faith is my key tonight. Amen. You define faith. Look at Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1. Read it through verse number 3. And it tells us what faith is. We didn't have that. We couldn't have had that faith if we had not had access to Jesus Christ. 1 through 3 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse number 2. Faith. Faith tonight. What is that faith that we've got in? Verse number 2. Can you get that one for me? There we go. All right. He said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. This access that he was given to us, it allowed me to have faith in something. Something I can feel. Something I know that's real. Amen. Thank God. It's not a fairy tale, that Little Red Riding Hood or the Three Little Pigs. I know he's real. How do you know, preacher? And because he lives, he lives, he lives within my heart. And I've got access tonight. He said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. See, it's not what you see, Brother Wayne, that makes me a king. It ain't the house I live in. It's not the car I drive. All my faith, every ounce of it tonight, is in Jesus Christ. I know there's a better place to go. Amen. I know there's a better place to go. See, our faith tonight, it links us to God. Amen. Without faith tonight, you can't be saved. You got to believe. And if you don't believe in it tonight, you're wasting your time. You've got to have faith in the weak. And see, I think a lot of time tonight, a lot of people, the devil has robbed them of their faith. They no longer believe. They've heard Jesus is coming. They've heard this can happen and that can happen, and it has not happened, so they've just gave up. But we can't lose our faith tonight. I think I preached on that here a while back. Faith is our link. Amen. I've referred to it a lot of times, that bicycle chain. You know, you used to have that bicycle chain, and it'd go around them sprockets. And somewhere on that chain, Sister Peggy, there was something you called a master link.
Yeah.
Amen. That master link, if you removed it tonight, that whole chain would open up.
Yeah.
Amen. See, that's the way we were without God. We were darkened by sin, covered by sin, yeah. Nothing we could do, not by words, lest any man should boast. But the gift of God, the master link, came into our life, and it opened up access to the blessings of God.
Amen.
That's how I can sing, "I Know My Name Is There."
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's how I can sing tonight, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I can do that tonight, not by my strength, not by my might, not by my power, but because I've got access to a place called heaven tonight through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. A whole new world opened up. A whole new world opened up to me through Jesus Christ tonight. We got access through Him. He said that we're justified by faith. It's through faith tonight and faith alone. Through faith. Faith links us to God. Faith is the essential ingredient. You got to have faith. There's still power in the blood. And we know it takes the blood. But you got to believe in it tonight. You got to believe. Amen. I used to tell Samantha when she was growing up, a little bitty girl, I'd tell her, so you quit believing, you quit receiving. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? You quit believing, you quit receiving. And that's the same way in the spiritual realm tonight too. You quit believing in Him, you quit believing, you'll rob yourself of the blessings of God. Listen, neighbor, the number one weapon and the number one tool the devil uses on me and he'll use on you tonight is doubt. We'll doubt that God can do this, or we'll doubt that God can do it. But we read in His precious word here in the book of Romans, how that we brought to you tonight, that God has gave us access to whatever we stand in need of tonight. He said, first of all, he said we've got access to that word justified, justification, to know I'm saved, to know I'm redeemed. And then he said it's by faith. He said this new access is the reason that we've got faith. Amen. In the things that we have not seen. Amen. I don't have to have faith tonight that Brother Dwayne Davidson is here. Amen. I don't have to do that. You know why? Because I see Him sitting right there. Amen. But this faith that we got in the Lord Jesus Christ, we got to believe in what He can do and what He has done.
Amen.
We got to build our faith on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, on the foundation of the Word of God tonight. We've got to believe. And He said here in the book of Romans, He said, I've gave you access to everything you stand in need of tonight. I've gave you access to it. Amen. Listen, I could I could give Dwayne here my work key. This is just some of them. But I could tell him right here, so Brother Dwayne, you can go over to our office building, that'll get you in the front door. This one right here, that'll get you into my office door. That'll give him access. I can give him a code that he can punch in there, 01234, which that's not it. Amen, listen, 01234. And you know what? It'll cut that alarm off. Amen, just like that. And you know what then happens? He then has access to that building. He has access to it tonight. See, a lot of people tonight that goes to church every Sunday morning and they've never got access. They've never got access. They don't understand why we shout. They don't understand why we sing. They don't understand why we act like we act. Listen, I have people all the time say, I don't understand why you get so excited. Why do you get? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You get access to what I've had access to and you'll get excited. Amen. Thank God tonight. Amen. You open that, there's a power panel box right under. Amen. If I told Brother Jackie, I said, Jackie, take your hand and this bottle of water, wet it real good. Run your hands around in that wire box. Amen. I guarantee he'd move. Amen. Amen. That's what some people need. They need a good dose of it tonight. They need a good dose of what God can do for them. Amen. And I believe a lot of folks tonight perhaps forgot what God can do for them. I listen to them. We've got access to it. It's still the same God. It's still the same Spirit that came down on the day of Pentecost. There, it is no different. I listen to them. What's happened? We've quit going through the door. We've quit going through the process that it takes in order to receive the blessings of God tonight. He said we've got access to this, is what he said in the book of Romans. Number one, he said we've got access to justification. We're justified. Then he said that after we're justified, we live by faith. And then number three. Not only did he say that we're justified by faith, he said, but number three, that this access brings something that I think is very important. Peace. It brings peace. Amen. Have you ever seen a more divided time that our society is living in today? Amen. The devil is on the rampage, destroying hopes, destroying churches, destroying anything that gets in his path tonight. The world is searching for that peace. They're searching for that peace. That word peace means contentment. It's contentment of the heart. Peace of knowing God not only can, peace and knowing God will. Amen. Not only knowing God can, I know God can. He parted the Red Sea. He caused the rain and Noah built a boat that floated. I know he, and if he can do that, if he can shut the lion's mouth, if he can put the fire out in the fiery furnace, he can. What he can do for you and I tonight. I've got peace in knowing that. Amen. Not only knowing that God can, but I know he will. You know why? Because I could stand up here tonight and tell you, Brother Dennis, from my life all the way back to the beginning, where God did. God did. Amen. Not what he did for Paul, not what he did for John, Mark, Luke, and John, all them, but I can tell you what he's done for me. I can tell you what. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Sometimes I didn't know how he was going to do it, and sometimes I didn't think he was going to do it, but you know what? He's always come on time. He's always come on time, and he said that we have access to that kind of peace. He said we have access to that kind of peace. Ain't that good enough? We worry ourselves to death. We worry ourselves that we worry about this, we worry about that. We're a bunch of worry warts, you know what? We worry ourselves absolutely to death. I guarantee you tonight, you're probably robbed of a blessing of God tonight because you sit here and you're worried about something that we have no control over what's going to happen anyway. They sang that song, Why Worry About Tomorrow? Amen. Why worry? Because tomorrow may never come. So enjoy the day that you have. Give God the glory and look at the access that we have tonight and use it for our honor and our glory tonight. Amen. He said, Brother Johnny, that we've got access to some things. We've got access to some things. Amen. Knowing this bunch right here, if I build a house tonight and I need some insulation, guess what? I know Timmy Montgomery. And he'd love to make a dollar off me. Amen. He really wouldn't. He wouldn't even charge me tonight. He's that good. Listen, would you? Amen. Different one. Listen, we were broke down in Pigeon Forge. You know who the first one I called? I called Jimmy Pyle. Amen. Amen. Why? Because I needed help. And I knew he'd help me. Amen. It's good to have access to. Now, I've got some friends I ain't figured out what they're for, but they're sure they're going to bring something sooner or later. But having access to different things helps, don't it? But there's nothing like the access you have with a relationship with Jesus Christ. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. I know I'm not probably the best thing that ever happened to him, but he's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen.
He looked beyond my faults. He looks beyond my failures. I'm glad I've got access to him tonight. I'm glad we've got access to him tonight. He said that through this we're justified. It brings justification. Through this access that we can have faith. That we can have faith in the things that we can't see. Sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes we can't hear it. Sometimes we can't even feel it. But I still believe. I still believe. I believe he's coming back, don't you? I believe he's coming back. And I believe time is drawing nigh. I really do. If he come back tonight, he wouldn't have to apologize to nobody. Amen. He could come back this very moment. Amen. Ain't you glad you got access? Amen. Thank God. Then it brings that peace. That peace. Listen, I've been in hospital rooms where people have cancer, different things like that, and you just see that peace. They have that peace. The world don't understand it. The world don't understand it. They just got that peace. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. That song they sing, I'm a winner either way. Amen. Whether I go or whether I stay, victory is mine. Amen. You can have that same victory tonight. Why, preacher? Because we all have the same access. We all have the same access. It ain't just for me. It ain't just for you. It ain't just for the rich. It ain't just for the poor. But each one of us tonight, through Jesus Christ, we can live with victory in our heart, with joy on our heart, and with that peace tonight. Listen, if you got a need tonight, you got access to somebody that can help you.
Yeah.
Amen. You got access to somebody that can help you. And that's Jesus tonight. Amen. His telephone's never busy. He's always on the line.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God we can have that victory tonight. Through him, believing, trusting in him, you can have it tonight. Brother Robbie, come with a verse of a song. We don't know your mind. We don't know your heart tonight. Listen, we have access. You got access to it. Amen. Will you put Romans 5 and 1 back up for me one more time? I know it gets hard sometimes to keep flip-flopping back. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 1 and 2 especially. He said, therefore being justified by what? By faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 2, by whom also we have access. It all came through him, didn't it? We have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. One writer said, and I'm going to bring it to a close. One writer said, if I had all hope in this world, I'd be miserable. I'd be miserable. Think about that tonight. What if this was it? What if this was it? Amen. We'd be miserable tonight. But I'm glad there is a better place to go through Jesus Christ tonight. Let us stand together, Brother Robbie. Glory to his name. What about it tonight while we're